when it comes to these issues, and I think as my friend Bishop Doran of Rockford, Illinois, who I've been blessed to be there in his diocese many times at the family conference they used to have, I was on his radio show, The Bishop's Hour, as his guest, and you know, this was one of those times where I was thinking, man, what am I doing here? This guy is so brilliant. What am I going to add to this discussion? But I remember him saying, both on the air and in a homily he gave at the family conference here in Rockford, that we as a culture are literally destroying ourselves. And one of the central reasons is that we have been, our consciences have been dulled. We have become so hardened in our hearts toward what if we just talked about abortion alone among these five non-negotiables, just what we are talking about here, 50 million children being slaughtered in the sanctuary of their mother's wombs, and people want to tell me that, but I like this guy's economic policy, I like his economic or immigration policy. What are you talking about? We're talking about human beings literally being ripped apart in the wombs of their mother. Look, you know, Christa Fidelis Laici, paragraph 38, Pope John Paul II says it when he lists numerous other rights.
That's his exhortation directed to the laity and getting them engaged politically and being leaven in the dough.
And in the culture, exactly. And he lists other rights, as does Gaudium et Spes, paragraph 26 in the Doctrines of Vatican II. Other rights, right to health, right to education, right to housing, right to this or that. But all of these, according to Pope John Paul II, a pretty smart guy, Patrick, he said, all of these other rights are illusory if the fundamental right to life is not protected. And I think, as Bishop Doran said, until we get this right, we've got everything wrong. There will never be justice in the United States of America. There will never be justice in the Western world as long as we are slaughtering babies in the womb. And we as Catholics need to know this is how we've got to form our consciences and this is who we're going to vote for. And Patrick, there's so many reasons for this. If I could just one more minute here because I get excited here. You know, if you think about what has happened as a result of elections gone by, where Catholics and Christians have forgotten about the babies and voted according to whatever they thought, their pocketbook or whatever. Look what's happened on the Supreme Court now. Look what's happening with judges on the federal level. Because when you put men and women on the bench who have no concept of what a human person is and who God is and our obligations as a society toward our neighbor and toward God, you are going to rapidly catapult that culture, that society, toward its own destruction. That's where we're at.
Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta once said famously, if abortion is not wrong, nothing is wrong.
Right.
We are, as you know, Tim, asleep as a culture about what an abortion is. It's the only elective surgery you're not allowed to show on television.
That's right.
So if we're confused about what the procedure is, we're going to be confused about who to vote for and why if they support that procedure, no matter what the procedure is. In this case, we're talking about direct killing of unborn children.
And you know what, Patrick? One of the things I deal with in the CD set, Five Non-Negotiables, is I answer some of the popular arguments against us. But, you know, when you listen to the arguments on the I call it the pro-death camp or from the pro-death camp, Father Frank Pavone has said it many times, they don't have any arguments.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to debate. They don't want to sit down and actually debate. It's all about power now.
And slogans.
Slogans and diversions. What's really scary is the red herrings, the diversionary arguments to lead away from the real issues. Like, no one denies. No one with a brain that works denies what every high school textbook, biology textbook would say, that from the moment of conception, when the ovum is fertilized, just as Pope John Paul II says in Evangelium Vitae, paragraph 60, just as Donum Vitae, the great 1987 document from the CDF on the issue of bioethics and when life begins, as well as the new Dignitas Personae, that just came out recently on the same issue as kind of a follow-up to Donum Vitae, have acknowledged that from the moment the ovum is fertilized, we have a real human being who is not its mother. It is a separate, distinct human being. It has a mother and a father. It, if you will, is either male or female.
Not serpentine, not bovine, not canine.
That's right.
Homo sapiens.
No one denies this. We have a human being from the moment of conception. So we are slaughtering human beings at the rate of about 1.2 to 1.5 million a year. And yet, everybody wants to talk about the red herrings of ensoulment or when is quote-unquote personhood, and maybe we can get to those things. Mm-hmm. These are all diversions from, and they're important. We need to deal with them, and I do in detail in this CD set. But the bottom line is, Patrick, I believe, and I do hope those of you that are listening will call in and get a hold of this CD set. Get multiple copies or listen to yours and give it away, because I do believe there are many, many Christians, Catholics, men and women of goodwill out there that if they are presented a real argument, a real presentation of the case, they will come down on the side of life. But unfortunately, our voice has not been heard over the last 40, 50 years very well.
Well, in Five Non-Negotiables, I think it's important to mention the subtitle. The Catholic Church's teaching on abortion, euthanasia, embryonic stem cell research, human cloning, and same-sex marriage. You make all the important caveats and distinctions, Tim, in this in a way that if you only have a soundbite, you can't do. I mean, you peel layer by layer of the onion here.